This is a Power 98.7 podcast. Now we're talking. Subscribe to Power 98.7 podcasts in iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. There's more on power987.co.za.
Another sad story. I'm sure some of you would have learned. Two boy learners, 113, 116. They lost their lives. I mean, these are boys from the Davidton Skills School in Benoni, allegedly drowned in a dam at a private camping site near the Hennops River in Centurion during a school excursion yesterday. Steve Mabona from the Department of Education and Youth Development joins us on the line. Steve, good afternoon to you, my good sir. How are you? Steve?
Am I still here?
Yeah, you are here. Can you hear me?
Okay, yes, I can hear you.
Good stuff. Yeah, sad news once again, Steve, but it looks like the school ticked all the right boxes. They were just about to go home, and then all of a sudden, from what I heard you say in the morning, is that one of the boys ran towards the dam, and then the other one tried to follow him to rescue him, but that's how the two drowned, Steve.
Yeah, you know, after visiting that place this morning, there's so many questions that really we need answers on. Because you see, when you operate with information at your disposal at that time, you have been told this is what happened, and you will then go with that. But you know, after visiting the site and checking on the dam itself, it's a man-made dam. No one can swim in there. So yeah, it's quite sketchy now. But we are visiting the school tomorrow to get more details from the school. And then the MEC will make pronouncements on the way forward.
Yeah, but the information that you got was that, that the swimming was not even part of the excursion, isn't it?
Yes, that's what they indicated, that swimming was not part of the excursion. So we don't know what prompted the one that ran into or jumped into that dam. And the other way to then try to rescue, but
yeah.
We don't know what prompted that. So that's why we will rely on an investigation to assist us with
this. Yeah. And apparently, as part of this whole package, teachers were not even supposed to be there in the first place. Is that normal?
Yeah, you know, teachers and parents are not supposed to be part of this program. So, but then the school, because it's a school for learners with special educational needs, they then insisted that, no, the social worker must go.
Yeah.
So the social worker was part of this, and the facilitators, they said that there were about 19 facilitators and about 90 learners on site.
Yeah. And this the whole purpose of this was on what was it on? I think it was on something related to skills development or leadership, something to that effect.
It's that we are told it's discipline.
Discipline,
so
yes.
Not sure part of the activities, what is it that is entailed, but I saw something which has to do with military.
Yeah.
You know, things along those lines. But we will normally go back to schools and so that they can give us reasons why they, opted for it. They might have different reasons from where we are sitting. So that's why it's important for us to interact with the schools concerned so that we get more information. Because some of this excursions are developmental. I mean, some, they are career-driven. So it's important for us to understand on what informed this one. Because remember the Queenswood one, it was more of your leadership skills that they were going to attain.
Yeah. And these kids are from Tembisa, right?
Yes, they are in Davidton Skills School, but they reside in Tembisa, both of them.
Yeah. Have you had a chance to interact as a department with the families?
We are visiting the families tomorrow. So we'll start at the school at 7 in the morning, and then we'll then go to the families. But our officials and the school, they were with the families since yesterday, because some family members had to come on site. They managed to see what probably the situation was there. And then the other family could not come. They had to be visited, by our officials. But we are visiting them tomorrow.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, we were talking about it the last time to say the last incident, hopefully it's the last one. And here we go again, Steve.
Maybe we must not say that. Let's just say we'll interact next time on other positive news.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Thank you so much, sir. Thanks for the update. We really appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Steve Mabona, Gauteng Department of Education and Youth Development there, giving us at least some of the details there with regards to this particular tragedy, the latest tragedy.
You've been listening to a Power 98.7 podcast. For more podcasts, visit power987.co.za or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.